are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Take six, saying spread love. Welcome back to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio. If you want to be part of this conversation, send us your comments on +27734703520, 0734703520. As we are preparing to get in touch with Pastor Bonolo Max, she will be taking us through the theme, Women's World, as the topic that says, and not just a mother, not just a mother. I hope you're good and blessed. Thank you for staying with me. Thank you for keeping me company. Right now, we are getting in touch with Pastor Bonolo. Pastor Bonolo, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am very well, thank you. How are you?
I am well by the grace of God.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for giving us this opportunity to speak to you today.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to always grace your presence.
Amen. Without any waste of time, let's get into it. To our listeners at home today, we are looking at a woman's world, not just a mother. We know motherhood is a profound and beautiful journey, but it's no secret that juggling a career and parenting can feel like performing a high wire act without a net. From boardrooms to playrooms, moms are mastering the art of balance. So grab your favorite cup of coffee and join us as we explore the highs, the challenges, and the inspiring stories of mothers navigating their professional lives with grace and grit. Pastor Bonolo, before we start our conversation, can we open with the word of prayer?
Yes, of course. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, mighty God, Jesus Christ, we come before the throne of grace this morning, asking that you be with us as we are discussing this beautiful topic that will empower us and help us to navigate between all the facets of our lives so that your name may be glorified. I ask, Jesus, that you bless the listeners as they'll be listening to some of the wisdom that you have given us to be able to move in this journey called life. We ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, let's get into it. So how does motherhood influence a woman's professional aspirations and career path?
You know, actually, women with children and even just single women are caught between a rock and a hard place, if you think about it, because you must prioritize your families over your career sometimes. But at the same time or in the same breath, you also have to perform at school, at work. And sometimes it is at the expense of family. So it is actually a thin line that you have to just navigate through and look how you can best make both worlds to work for you. Because at the end of the day, when you are at work, you are thinking about your family, you are thinking about children, are they okay? Are they safe at home? You know, you are even thinking maybe one of them forgot their lunchbox, you know. And when you are at home, you are also now thinking about the project that you must finish. So it's really a hard place and a rock. But somehow we still need to be able to strike a balance to be able to move forward with it.
Sure. Thank you so much for that, Pastor. And what are some common challenges mothers face in balancing their professional and personal lives?
You know, there are actually quite a number of challenges. First of all, as you know, that women, we are at a disadvantage when it comes to just being the gender that we are. When you look at certain positions, they will tell you, no, women can't do these certain positions. Women can be CEOs. Women can be, project managers, because they are supposed to think about the families, think about the husband. So for the mere fact that you are a woman, you are already at a disadvantage. We all know that being a woman, we are underpaid. If you can even do the same job as a man, where now you are going to get less than him, even though you are qualified equally, even though you do the job also to the T as a man, So unfortunately, that thing is across the board. Ne? That thing is across the board. We are not able to. Oh, just hold on. Sorry, I just want to get a bag from my mom.
It's okay.
Sorry about that. Yeah. The old lady just wanted to give me my handbag quickly before she leaves. All right. Yes. Yeah. So that is the problem that we see. Okay. That is the problem that we are having. It's a challenge because you are eyeing for that position, but for the mere fact that you are a woman, they'll tell you, no, you're going to be pregnant at some point. Now you're going to need 4 months for maternity leave. And now that post is going to suffer. And things like that. So, yes, those are some of the challenges that we face as women. And maybe let me just say, I know our time is rather short, but again, it's also the issue of emotional overload and fatigue, you know, because you are at work, especially if you don't have a supportive husband or a supportive family structure. Mm. You are at work, when you come home, you have to cook and clean, you have to look after the kids, you know. So I really do feel that we as women have to cut ourselves some slack, all right? Mm. We need helpers. There's no such thing as superwoman. So one of the challenges is women who think they can do it all. That is actually not right. You are going to wear yourself out. You are not going to be productive in both the worlds if you think you can do all these things all by yourself.
Mm. Wow. Thank you, Pastor. We have a question from our listener at home. She's saying, talking of challenges mothers face in balancing their professional and personal lives. So what are practical strategies and biblical principles can mothers apply to overcome these challenges and achieve a healthy balance between their professional and personal lives without sacrificing their relationships, well-being or faith?
Yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful question. Actually, my mind is moved to the women in the Bible talking about faith. Look at the women in the Bible. Let's take, for instance, Rachel. You can even see Leah. These women were shepherdess. Né? They were looking after their father's sheep. Even Zipporah, Moses' wife, she was also a shepherdess, you know. And a lot of the times when you look into these aspects, you will see that immediately they got married. Their father gave them maid servants, meaning they gave them helpers, people that are going to actually help them.
Mm.
And if you just look closely and you zoom in, these people lived in tents. Né? They lived in tents, not like us today, the way we are today. And you'll find that sometimes one person is given two or three ladies that are going to actually help her to be able to navigate through everything, childbearing, child rearing, even, you know, taking care of the family issues that were there for that time. So we cannot, like I said earlier, want to do everything all at once. You've got to be able to have time for family worship with your family, have time to be with your family. We call it quality time. Where you have quality time, whether you put aside Sunday, for instance, or whichever day. Sabbath is obviously family time because we are at church together.
True, yes.
You know? Yes. So we should not neglect, as much as we have to be at work 8 to 5, we should not neglect our time with our children. Find out how they are, you know, connect with them, sit down with them, ask them, how was your day? Is anyone bullying you or are you bullying someone? You'll find that those quality times provide a window of what's actually happening with the children at school. Is a teacher maybe that is mean, you know? So to balance it, we just have to make it work. Make sure that we give an ear to our children. Make sure that we connect with them. We have time for prayer because that time is essential for them to relax and to also connect with their Heavenly Father.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sure. Yo, Pastor, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So, I don't know how to ask this question, but let me just put it this way. I have a son. He's staying with his grandmother in KZN.
Mm.
So now, how do I keep this relationship going and stable? Like, should I call him every now and then, every minute, to check if he's okay, make sure that he ate, check if you understand.
Hey, yeah, no, it's not an easy one, that one, because the child is not with you. But take comfort in this. You said your child is staying with your grandmother, with the grandmother, right?
Yes.
So that means it's the woman that raised you.
Yes.
And I mean, look how you turned out. You turned out, you are a successful young lady. You know, you've got a vision. So take comfort in that. He is being raised by a woman who raised you.
Sure.
First and foremost. So the woman that raised you is very much capable of giving all the qualities and everything that is good, all the positive things to this young man.
Hey.
Be able to know how to live life, how to do life, how to adult by the time he's adulting. You understand?
Mm.
So rest assured that he is okay where he is. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is, you also need to also connect with him so that he doesn't feel abandoned. You have, you have to have a balance. Yeah, so that he doesn't think, oh, no, my mommy just dumped me by my grandmother. No, no, no. Actually, I would advise that you call him every day, every single day.
Okay.
Just to connect. How are you? Is there anything you need? What's going on? And even if it's silly things like, no, I was playing and coloring on the book. I fell on the floor, you know, things like that. They are small, but the child is learning to speak. The child is learning to express.
Wow. Sure. Thank you so much for that, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you. Ooh, no. My network, you can't do that. This network cannot do that today. Okay.
Other kids, like my nephew, for instance, Obake, my sister's son. Obake will give you blow by blow, you know. Each and every item. Whereas other kids, okay, let me just switch off. Someone is trying to call me here. I should have maybe switched that off.
It's okay.
All right, there we go. Yes. So that is how children are. So when now you will find what character and personality your child is, and you will, you know, forever be sending things that will help him, you know, games that will help personality grow, and, you know, make time to also visit them, not just in December. I know sometimes we only go in December at home. I try to do it once a quarter, at least, or twice a quarter. That'll be very helpful for you to do.
Wow, thank you so much for that, Pastor. And how can workplaces become more supportive of working mothers? What policies or practices can make a difference?
You know, I actually looked up certain companies. I saw in places like Singapore, for instance, they actually allow, believe it or not, they allow you to bring your son to work. And they have child minders there, you know, people that mind them. They have teachers that are there. You know, they go as far as having a gym at the workplace, where if you are done, you can just go quickly and have your gym. And what's amazing, they also allow nap times. You know, I think the Asians somehow have something right.
Okay.
They have nap times, you know, for adults, not for the kids, for adults, for you. Let's say you are feeling fatigued, you are tired. Okay, we look at your schedule. Let's give you 1 hour nap time.
At
you know,
work.
They call it a power nap. At work. Believe me when I tell you. When I was researching this, I thought maybe that's why they are striving and thriving in so many things. It's because they understand a lot of the dynamics of those things. I mean, they allow power naps where a lady can just sit, or a gentleman, if you are feeling stressed, you just take a time where you just sleep for an hour. Then you come out, you are refreshed. And think about it. Of course, when you come out, you'll be refreshed. You know, you'll be rejuvenated and you'll be more productive, because that's what they're looking for. They want you to be productive. Also, they don't want you to worry about your child. Your child is right next door.
Right.
You can just go for a few minutes, check on the child, see that the child is well taken care of. The child is learning. Also, they have cameras that are there. So you know that your child is, you know, the security. So actually, this model, I think it works. You know, think about it. I mean, they teach their children things like engineering from a very young age, primary school already, preschool already. They show them engineering. They show them, you know, coding. They show them all these things from a young age. So if we can look at the Asians and learn something, then I think we'll go far in life. Let us incorporate these things in our workplaces to say, no, mommy, you have a child. bring the child. Let the lady who's looking after the child be with you in the office next door while you work. Believe you me, psychologically, you're going to be more productive because you know your child is right here. And you can go to the child anytime. You're going to achieve more. That is what we are looking for. And you are also going to be able to balance workplace and home at the same time.
Sure. Hey,
and also, it cuts out the travel time now. Because now you don't have to travel quickly to go get the child. You know, it cuts out on a lot of things. It saves time. For me, I think that it's a genius way of doing things.
Wow. Beautiful. I see this, see comments coming in to our listeners at home. We are talking about woman's world, not just a mother. So we have a question from our listener, Pastor. It reads, what specific policies, benefits, and cultural shifts can workplaces implement to better support working mothers, such as flexible scheduling, paid family leave, lactation room, and re-entry programs after maternity leave? How can employers foster an inclusive and supportive environment that values the contributions of working mothers and helps them thrive in their careers and personal lives?
Yeah, that's a brilliant one. You know, with the advent of COVID, do you remember how we used to actually do things from home? And a lot of the things, it turned out that actually we don't all need to go to the office.
True.
Because we could all do things, most of the things, we could do them at home. So that alone, it shows that companies can really be more accommodative. They really can be more accommodative to say, okay, fine. For instance, I have a friend. She doesn't have to go to the office all the time. She just sends them what they need. And they go maybe two times or three times a week to be able to just touch base and say, okay, where are we? We are on site and this is the work that needs to be done. So in all honesty, I think that we should move forward and be innovative and be adaptive to the new lifestyle to say we don't always have to be at work. And if we are, allow us to be able to balance work and home. Let's bring our children. If we need to bring our children, somebody will take care of them. You understand? Let's be open-minded. The companies must be open-minded to say, okay, we have this room that is going to be the room for all the kids. And you know, these things, the way they design them, these rooms, they're actually child friendly. There's, you know, jumping castles, there's toys, there's it's actually designed for the kids. And believe me, those kids will also thrive because they see that, okay, we can balance these things out. So I think that companies have to change their policies. That's what I'm saying. They have to accommodate the day and time that we live in. They have to accommodate to say, look, in order for us to be more productive and more hours, to put more hours and to get more of this, you know, let us allow for some of these things to take place. And even if a lady is at home, you can still send in that email. You can still send in that whatever they are needing. Even radio, you can record at home and send in the clip. So I think that it's important for us to realize that we can juggle things and make things work. We can. That's why I said the word innovative. We can be innovative and, you know, change, be revolutionary. Change the way things have been done all this time and, you know, get the productivity that we still want to get at home as well as at the workplace.
Right. Wow, that was powerful. And what roles does faith play in helping mothers manage their professional responsibilities and parenting duties?
I think the issue of faith, you got to find your rhythm and your momentum. You got to find a routine. All right? So in the morning, when you start, you must start with your devotion because you have to gather strength for the day. You cannot just jump out of bed and go your way without having invited the Holy Spirit to be your guide. You have to do everything according to how the Holy Spirit is guiding you. For instance, you'll be meeting, as you are traveling to work, you'll be meeting turbulences. Others are going to cut in front of you as you are trying to drive, you know. So you need strength for all those things as you are, and as you are in the routine and the momentum of starting with your devotion. Even when you come, usually I do mine even 12 o'clock. You can have a prayer time 12 o'clock where you just, you know, pause, connect with God, you know. God in, at the end of the hour of 12 o'clock. And then you can, when you are traveling home again, sing praises, you know, put on a nice CD of Christian music. That's faith. It's faith in practice, ne? Faith in practice. And when you get home again, you do your family worship. And you know what's happening with the routine psychologically is that when you are late for a devotion, let's say for us, we do our devotions at 8 at night. If for whatever reason I'm not there, I say, yo, at home they are praying and look where I am. So it creates a routine. And it will bother you if you are not doing it. You understand? So when it comes to faith, you've got to be consistent. Consistent, know that these are the times for prayer. Also, let's find our rhythm so that in all these things that we do, in our daily duties, in the way that we do things at work, at home, we have a team that we are following. And that will keep us going and keeping us grounded.
Sure. As I'm listening to you, Pastor, I'm thinking to myself, yes, being a mother is not easy. And some women makes it sound very easy. And when they do it on social media, they make it look so easy and... Yo, I don't know if I'm thinking about it too much. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm failing.
Yeah, yeah. I get you 100%. I get you 100%. You know, there's a lot of things that we do, trial and error. For instance, your first child, a lot of the things, it's trial and error. You really don't know a lot. Of course, you can equip yourself with classes like Flourish. My sister is running a class called Flourish, where, you know, antenatal, postnatal, you know, she's teaching the ladies on the advisors how to do everything. But this is what I want to say to you. God has given us instincts as women to be able to know how to navigate these things. For instance, there's a lot of, how did Eve know what to do? Think about it. How did Eve know what to do when she was giving birth? Did she know? So we don't have any record of anyone helping Mary when Mary was giving birth to Jesus. So how did she know? Actually, if you look into this topic, you will find that instinctively, it's just that we will get the midwives, we'll get those people just to help support what. But God has given you everything you need to raise this child. And this is why the Bible says, before I knew you, before you were even in your mother's womb, I knew you. Meaning to say God already knew the character. That's why God gave you the child he gave you. You understand? Listen carefully on this one. That child, God knew that this is the woman that will be able to handle this child. Because this child is a certain personality, a certain character. But she's the one who will be able to groom this child to be the man that I want this boy to be. So I think rise and walk with your head held high. You are doing your very best for your child.
Sure.
There isn't anything that you will think that, oh, no, maybe this, maybe. No, no, no. God has given you everything. And everything, that's why there's a saying that says, mommy knows best. I don't know if you've heard.
Yeah.
Mommy knows best. You are the one who knows. Somebody was trying to advise me and say, oh, no, your baby this, that, and the other. And I said, you know what? Mommy knows best. I know as a mom, even though it's a good advice, but it might not necessarily work for my baby. That advice. Understand? But whilst there are many advices that are there, not everything will work. For instance, somebody can say, no, switch the light off when you sleep with the baby. It's not good for their eyes, what. But you'll find that for another lady, the light soothes the baby. The baby sleeps all throughout the night because the light is on. You understand? So it's different strokes for different folks. Not all blanket fits everybody. We cannot put a blanket on everyone. But like I said, what God has given you, my dear, is more than enough for you to raise the kids that God has given you.
Hey. Wow. I'm speechless. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you. Before we wrap up, here's our last question. How can mothers maintain their professional growth and development while raising children?
You know what? Women must not be scared to work, study, and be a homemaker. We can do that. God can give us a strength. Look, we have 24 hours, right? You can just schedule, okay, in this 24 hours, I can do 7 to 8 sleep, okay, and then work 7 to whatever, and then the other hours you can slot in. So I do believe that you can do it. I did it. I went to school, I had a full-time job, and I was being a wife and a home at home. But like I said, I did not think at the moment, at any time, that I was superwoman. I made sure that I had someone who was helping me. You do need a helper, somebody who will clean and do others. And maybe when all you can do is come and cook, for instance. So when you need to know what works in your household, then the kids will also know that, okay, no, mommy is studying now in this one hour. Mommy is preparing a sermon for this 1 hour. So you must just have, like I said, a rhythm. You must have, a rhythm for your family. So that they can know mommy's doing what at what time. I think it's very doable. You can still study, you can still work, and you can still be a mommy and a wife. Those things are very doable. Very, very doable. Make sure that you have your assignments on time. And most importantly, you need to have a center of a place where you are centering yourself. You need to have a place where, when it's going wrong, go back to the center. And that center, of course, have a place where you say, this one, if everything is not working out, I come back to the center. And this center is where you pray, your prayer room. You must have a prayer room. You cannot do anything out there if you don't have a center. A center is your prayer room. Have a place of prayer. Have an altar to say, Lord, it's all falling apart. I need strength. Help me to get up and to move forward. What can I do? You'll see other things. The kids will even ask you difficult questions that you don't know. Mara, when you go back to the center, God will give you the answers. You go back to go and tell. I remember my little girl one day, I think Ibile, she was 4 or 5 that time. She was young. And she says, Mommy, before I was in your tummy, where was I? Then I went back to the center to say, Lord, how do I answer now this one? And then I went back to her, I said, baby, you were in God's mind. That's where you were before you were in mommy's tummy. So you gotta have a center, and the center is Jesus. Have your Bible there, have your CDs there where you listen to music. Yeah. You know, in the marriage, they will call it a man cave, né? Where a man will go and reconnect. Yeah, I don't know what we'll call it. Let's call it also woman cave, where you just go, or woman center, where you just go and connect. Especially when you've had a fight with your husband, just go back to that place, connect, and God will give you answers. Go, hey, I'm sad. You go and submit. Something not here. And then you go back and you apologize to us, and you know, things like that. So you need that center. You need it.
Ooh. Thank you so much, Pastor. Hey, I love this one. I'm so happy right now. Thank you so much, Pastor. I don't have much words to say, but the only thing I can say is to just say thank you. Thank you for this conversation for today.
Always a pleasure.
Let's wrap up with a word of prayer.
All right, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for being with us once again. We want to just thank you that you are God, that you care for us, that you care that we are wives, you care that we are mothers, you care that we have children, you care for each and every detail in our lives. You care that we travel to work, we care that sometimes we don't have money for petrol, you care about even the very things that sometimes we don't even have money for lunch, we don't have something. You even care when we have plenty also. It is because you are a God who cares for each and everything in our lives. And so as we are navigating through this life of motherhood, of parenthood, of careers and everything else, we ask that you be our center, that we can always connect with you, gather strength from you, gather wisdom from you, gather all the pearls of understanding from you, because you are the one who provides. We are thankful for our health. We are thankful for the gifts of life that you have given us. We are thankful for the blessings that you have given us. We ask that you continue to bless our children, bless our hustles, bless these things that we are doing to be able to make it in life. But more than anything, we present our souls to you. We present ourselves to you for your kingdom, so that one day all these things may not be in vain, but it will be to the glory of your name, so that when you come again, Jesus, and we know you will come, we can stand before the throne of grace knowing that we are covered and we have the eternal life that you have promised us. Thank you. Be with everyone who's listening, our host, our producers, everyone that's involved. Bless the radio station according to your will, your purpose. Until we meet next time, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, Pastor. Ooh, what a powerful prayer. Thank you so much, Pastor. Until we meet again.
Until next time, God bless.
Amen. To our listeners at home, that was Pastor. I'm so happy. I don't know what happened. I wanted this conversation. Ends my heart skip a bit. Young Chablisa, man. That was Pastor. Pastor Bonolo. She was talking to us about woman's world, not just a mother. I hope you'll join us next time. Same time, same place. I'll let you know what's coming up next. Coming up next is our music segment, Music Takeover. Send us your music request, song dedication to +27734703520. +27734703520. Let's take a short break and listen to this beautiful song coming from Spirit of Praise, Betty El Shaddai Adonai. This is Mid Morning Empowerment.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.